What to do when your neighbor's dog won't stop barking? Introduction to what to do when your neighbor's dog won't stop barking? In the same way that our children seek to emulate our behaviors and personalities, our pets are no different. We humans, however, are not perfect, and our pets are often left to the whims of their own interpretation of our behavior. Sometimes, this can lead to undesirable behavior, such as your neighbor's dog barking all day. If you're new to the world of dog ownership or are currently struggling with problem behaviors, you'll be happy to know that there are plenty of ways to deal with a neighbor's dog that won't stop barking. Whether the dog barks incessantly all day or night, or just occasionally when someone comes over, there is a strategy that will work for you. Dogs are loyal, playful, and generally adorable, but they'll inevitably bark. An occasional woof here and there is normal, but what happens if your neighbor's dog barking is non-stop? The continual yapping is bound to turn disruptive. As a neighbor, you should understand that all dogs bark, but at the same time, you deserve your peace and quiet. So, what can you do about a noisy dog? Here are some tips and tricks to handle a neighbor's dog barking. Understanding why dogs bark. Before you get so frustrated that you call animal control on your neighbor and their furry, four-legged friend, it's important to understand why the dog is barking. Anxiety. Just like humans, dogs can experience anxiety. When a pet is left alone, it can start barking to express its anxiety. Boredom. Dogs are social and like to interact with other animals and people. So, when it's left alone without company or entertainment, it may start to bark. Protectiveness. The phrase guard dog exists for a reason. Dogs are naturally protective. If a dog hears people walking down the hall, knocking on the door, or hears the TV from the neighboring apartment, it may start to bark as a warning. Understanding why the noisy dog next door is barking won't necessarily change the sound level, but it may give you more sympathy as to what's going on. Talk to your neighbor first. If they're away from the house all day, they may not even know about the barking. Or they may be aware of it and are already working on the problem. While it might be tempting to just drop a note in their mailbox, meet your neighbors face to face. Leave the attitude at home and communicate in a friendly, neighborly way that the barking is becoming a problem for you and your family. Don't assume, don't accuse, just explain the problem and give them a chance to respond. They may be inexperienced dog owners. In that case, you might want to suggest some resources that will help them manage the barking. Most people dread confrontation, so it's best if you approach your neighbor calmly and compassionately. In many cases, people are not even aware that their dog barks all day as they work away from home. Perhaps your neighbor knows their dog is barking, but isn't sure how to solve the problem. Staying calm and factual will help you get further with the person. Show them your notes, and let them listen to recordings you might have. If a person chooses not to answer the door or refuses to speak with you, leave a note. Ensure you record the date you left the note and whether you think they received it. Block the dog's view. Dogs can bark if they're being territorial and sense that you're moving in on their turf. If you find that your neighbor's dog barks every time you go into your yard or get close to the neighbor's property, the dog is probably being territorial. If the dog barks every time you walk into your backyard, blocking its vision might help. The dog is probably trying to protect its territory, but if it can't see you, there's no danger. Put up a fence screen or plant some privacy trees and shrubs along the property line between you and the neighbor's yard. Of course, it could just be the sound of you in your yard or even your smell. If blocking the dog's view won't work, it's time to kill it and wait for it with kindness. The dog barks at you because it sees you as a danger to it and its family. So, in order to make it stop barking, you need to not be seen as a danger. A good solution for this kind of barking is to block the dog's view with a fence, some kind of screen, or some privacy bushes and trees. If the dog can't see you, they are less likely to think of you as a threat. Make friends with the dog. The dog might still be able to sense your presence by hearing or smelling you, so if barking persists, it may be time to introduce yourself to the pup so they know you're not a threat. Ask your neighbor if you can meet their dog and make friends. If the dog doesn't see you as an intruder anymore, they may not feel the need to bark when you're around. You may also be surprised by the dog when you're in your yard because you don't go out there often. If the dog is startled by you, you may want to try spending some more time in the yard. That way, nothing will seem out of the ordinary for the dog when you're there. Use a whistle or noise emitter. Positive reinforcement is the best way to train a dog, but if your neighbor isn't taking training seriously, it may fall on you to correct the barking dog's behavior. A dog whistle makes a noise that won't disturb humans and won't harm dogs, but the high frequency will annoy any pooch who can hear it. When the neighbor's dog starts barking, give the whistle a blow. It may cause more barking at first, but if the pup comes to associate their barking with the irritating whistle sound, they may eventually stop barking to avoid the noise. It works like this. Get a dog whistle. Keep the whistle somewhere you can easily get to at all times. Whenever the dog starts barking, blow the whistle. There are also high-frequency noise emitters that you can place outside. These will respond to barking and emit a noise similar to the dog whistle. Hopefully, this will correct the behavior. These solutions might work in some cases, but are not always effective. Just be aware that other dogs who live nearby may also be bothered by the noise, even if they aren't the ones doing the barking. File a noise complaint. When all else fails, there is still the nuclear option: filing a formal complaint with your landlord, homeowners association, animal control, or even the police if you're in a rural area. Noisy pets often violate the terms and provisions of apartment leases and homeowner association agreements, especially if the barking is happening at night past a certain hour. And in some communities, animal services can cite people whose dogs are disturbing the peace. Be sure to check your local laws and municipal codes. Most cities have similar laws in place. If you file a complaint, they'll receive a warning. If it continues and there's proof of the noise, they'll have to go to court. If that's not enough to get your neighbor's ass in gear, you might just have to move. Noisy dogs in apartment living. When you live in an apartment setting, you're likely to hear your neighbors above, below, and next door. Some noise is normal and even expected in communal living. Apartment dogs bark and some barking are normal. However, if the noisy dog is a perpetual problem, you can take several steps to try and address the issue between you, your neighbor, and their dog.